We all have three versions of ourselves playing in our minds. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. It's the me I was, the me I am, and the me I want to be. We can look back into the past at the person we were. Sometimes that can be a pleasant thought of a playful kid riding a bike, swimming, and playing baseball. Or it could be a troubled child from a struggling single-parent home, being bullied, experimenting with drugs, or hanging out with the gang. We can think about the person we are now. We might be a successful spouse and parent with a great job, a beautiful home, and a wonderful family and great friends. Or we can be a helpless addict, hooked on heroin as the result of abusing painkillers, near divorce, bankruptcy, and estranged from family and friends. And we can think about the person we truly want to be. But doing so, we must consider the changes we need to make in our lives to get there. For some, we're already on that path. For others, it will require sacrifice, hard work, and determination to get there. As we reflect, there are a few things we need to remember. The past is the past. We must put it behind us, learn from it, and refuse to dwell in it. There's an old saying that we should exhale the past and inhale the future. At the jail this week, we talked about releasing the past. I shared that no matter how hard or painful the past is, we can always begin again. We're never defined by our past. We just learn from it. And that's the beauty of our Christian faith. Jesus died for our sins. He died for all of us and for every sin. He offers us a new beginning if we choose to take it, a beginning of forgiveness, redemption, and salvation. He offers us everlasting life. But to have the future and be the person you want to be, we need to be focused on the present. We need to live in the present and not let yesterday take up too much of today. How can we do this? How can we stay focused on what we need to do today to assure our future, to be the person we want to be? Here are a few thoughts. First, life happens in the present. We need to stay focused on the solutions and not focus on our troubles. We are wasting time dwelling in the past. Next, we need to stay focused on Jesus by staying focused on our Lord and being faithful to His promise. In Hebrews 2:12, we read that we should keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. Jesus is always faithful to us, and He's there to help us accomplish our goals. Third, we need to ask for God's help every day. A morning prayer I share with the inmates is simply this: Jesus, help me get through this day to become the person I want to be. And fourth, we need to avoid distractions. Bad relationships, problems at work, traffic jams, and disappointments with others can take our focus off our goals. As we learn in Colossians 3:2, think of what is above, not of what is on earth. We need to stay focused on Jesus. And fifth, we need to pray. Having a strong prayer life and praying every day becomes a great habit. It keeps us from dwelling in the past and helps us to focus on our future by living our best life in the present. Yes, we all have three me's. We must release the me I was, stay focused on the me I am, and be moving toward the me I want to be. Let's stay focused on and faithful to Jesus. This is Tony Agnese.